2237.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
You've got Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan here with the Sons of Liberty. First off, if you would like to know who we are, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. And find out who we are, what we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course, a few who don't. Also available are General of God tidbits, as well as lots of links. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Please also feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. If you would like to download this radio program's podcast, they are available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we will be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Please contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, if you'd like to get a hold of us, please call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747.
Welcome to the Sons of Liberty, folks. Today is Wednesday, and we're getting into April right now. Folks, I want to draw your attention to a couple things first before we get rolling today. Obviously, we've been talking about the media for the past, well, over a week now. Why? Because it's very close to our hearts, because we deal with the media on a regular basis. I shared with you a couple days ago about a gentleman who called, and he was shocked at one of the interviews that somebody gave, and frankly, the interview was very tame, and I thought it was actually pretty good, especially the way that Bradley got to respond to the gentleman who was doing the interviewing. But he said, you know, there was this thought that when the interview comes and they report on something that you're doing, they're asking you questions. They want you to kind of expand upon who you are and what you do, but rather they were coming in on the attack. And I had to think back to a long time ago when I was a little boy, and you used to look forward to the press coming to cover, you know, your Pinewood Derby days or your sports event, and there was usually no twisting and contorting of stories and lies. And then again, I grew up in a small town, and I didn't experience that idea of what the media is. But the more you get into it, and the more effective you become in society, in changing your society or shaping, or as ministers of the gospel of Jesus Christ, the more effective you become in spreading that word, that gospel, you start to see what you see in the gospels. And that is, those that are offended at your progress, or those that are jealous of your moving forward and you're making strides and you're gaining ground for the cause of truth and for justice, and ultimately who determines what is truth and who determines what is just? God does. That is where we get our idea and our understanding. That is where our laws have been shaped in this nation, in this country. That is what protects our liberties. God does. And the more effective you become on that, the more the media seems to grind its teeth. Because the axe to grind now is Christianity. That's what's under attack. You know, people talk about racial injustices. Well, people talk about bigotry, and we all know what that's classified as, and bullying. It's to protect a certain demographic of people. But I would say that the person who's most under attack right now is the Christian, the Bible-believing Christian man or woman in society. I don't care what color he is. If he truly believes those words, it seems that he is the most under attack by the media. not praised or exalted for the virtue that he brings to society or that he lives out in his life or that he preaches from his pulpit. No, 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 no praise of that. It's find those things in those people that seem to be the most offended. And again, we all understand who is most offended at police departments in your town. It's generally the criminal. Because why? The criminal has set himself against those laws that the police department enforces and upholds. And folks, when we talk about media, there's something to understand with media. The media is not supposed to be your friend. I understand that. That's what makes it effective. When it's used in the right context, that's why we have a First Amendment. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion, first of all, nor prohibiting the free exercise thereof, nor prohibiting the freedom of speech or of the press, because they understood the best way to temper a government of bullies is the media. Because the media can go in objectively, as it's supposed to do. The media can go in and dissect things and bring certain things to the light that you won't get by a political agenda. And that media, as I said, it is not to be your friend. It's not to be on your side. But the standard should always be the law. See, just because you're the media, you don't have the freedom to go outside of the law. It's to make sure that all parties are operating and playing fairly according to those laws, those rules, those dictates, that being of our Constitution, which acknowledges and protects that press, but ultimately the God-given liberties that we have as a nation. The media has to. It's not being objective when it comes to law. There is no objectivity. There is law. And law is either right or wrong. If it's wrong, then it needs to be prosecuted. If it's right, it's protected. That's what the media is supposed to do, to play by that standard. What you have now is a media that's gone out of control. They're on a rampage. They are working against those standards. As I said before, who's the most persecuted demographic in this country? Real deal preachers and Christians that stand for the values in the Bible. They're the most under attack. So when the media starts to decide and determine, as we talked about before when we'd had an interview with Mr. Don Shelby, a very popular news anchor here in Minnesota, was for some time, he was in journalism for a long time, he said, we're not to be the arbiter of right and wrong. We're to determine where fairness and justice is lacking. That's what the press's job is to do. And you know what? He's right in that definition. But how do you understand or determine where fairness and justice is lacking? You have to look to the law. You can't say, well, this law seems to offend certain people, therefore we're going to get on that minority side that's offended by the law. I mean, how silly is that? If you get on the side of a drug dealer because he feels that the cops are persecuting him a little bit too much. You know, they're profiling him. Because for some reason, when he drives down the street, big wafts of marijuana come out of his windows. And then they start saying, wow, this man is really being persecuted by the police. I can't believe it. Can you believe that drug dealer in town? How much flack he's getting from the cops? I mean, they just arrested him the other day. He actually went to jail. This poor guy was drug out because he was growing marijuana in his front yard. I mean, invasion of private property. The police just busted right through his front doors. Come on, that's silly. But that is exactly what's happening these days. We're going to cover specifically, because many of you know, that we are right now, currently, we have a suit with Rachel Maddow because of what she did, going against journalism, going against the ethics that a media source is supposed to play by the rules of, going against the standard of the First Amendment, and literally twisting and distorting people's words, namely this ministry and Bradley Dean, words to convey a message to society that is willfully and knowingly false. And they know it. We're also going to get back to the apology that NBC just announced, similar to what we're dealing with. Sons of Liberty Radio, we'll be right back.
The Sons of Liberty is willing to do what it takes to ensure that you and your posterity remain in this blessed country full of the possibilities of liberty. However, our work cannot go on without you. We're asking you to partner with us financially. All donations are tax deductible. And with a gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. Call 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Or go online, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings you. brings you responses like this.
I have the pleasure of serving with the Band of Brothers, the Men of Easy Company. I think each of us that served in combat now appreciate what was accomplished, and I hope that this current generation will pick up the ball. I would urge each of you to become associated with this group. They're very dedicated folks that do not take their eye off the ball.
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com, civilian emergency dispatch system. Peace through preparedness.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Back again with the Sons of Liberty. Folks, you can find us online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Also, I encourage you to follow Bradley Dean's Twitter at BradleyDean1. There's new stuff coming out every single day, and you can follow that. He's got a whole bunch of followers right now, and there's good stuff comes out of that. So if you're a Twitter person, you want to follow him, BradleyDean1. Also, Facebook. We have a Sons of Liberty Facebook. We also have, and that's found right on sonsoflibertyradio.com up in the upper right-hand corner. Also, Bradley Dean's Facebook. You want to join him and stay posted, stay tuned. You can kind of gather what's happening in this side of the fence. For those that are fighting for your liberties in your nation, it's important to understand what they're going through every single day so you can catch that fire, so you can engage in battle, and so you can be victorious, because that's what this is about. Now, going back to the media and to the press, I was just talking with our producer here a second ago, and she had brought up a great point. Nowadays, you have, I mean, picture this. You go down a highway, you're driving down a highway, there's certain rules on that highway in order to promote safety. That's why laws are ultimately there, to keep you safe, to protect your life, your liberty, your property. It all ties right back into that. If you're driving down the highway, it's a two-lane highway. You got a dotted line in the middle, or maybe it's a solid line for part of the way. You all understand the rules. Now imagine the media comes in and says, well, we have freedom of the press. We have freedom of the highways. This is how absurd this is. Freedom of the highways. We can drive on either side of the road. We can pass somebody in a no-passing zone because we're the media. No! That's not the liberties they have. They have the same liberties as a congressperson, somebody serving in office, as a preacher. We have the liberty to ensure and make sure all people abide by laws. The media has a different facet of it. The preacher has a different facet of it. Government officials have a different facet of it. All are ordained by God. But for the same reason that people used to justify, for example, slavery by using the Bible, which is an abomination. Men stealing is an abomination. But yet they would use the Bible to justify it. It's the same way that the media is using the First Amendment to justify what they're doing. NBC. played, and we played for it yesterday. We played you the clips of what NBC did when they played the 9/11 call of Mr. Zimmerman. This is what they played, and I'm just going to read it to you. I'm going to speak it to you because we heard it yesterday. This is Zimmerman on the 9/11 call on NBC, MSNBC. This guy looks like he's up to no good. He looks black. This is how it actually went down. I'm going to read it in full context. They just had the audio of, this guy looks like he's up to no good. He looks black. Simplifying, in other words, wow, he looks like he's up to no good. Oh, he's black, then he's definitely up to no good. This is the actual wording. This guy looks like he's up to no good, or he's on drugs or something. It's raining, and he's just walking around, looking about. The dispatcher then says, okay, and this guy, is he black, white, or Hispanic? Zimmerman responds, he's black. Now, I don't know why these, is moron the correct term, I would say, why they would edit something like this, knowing full well the public's going to get it. I'll tell you why, because in their pride, they think they can get away with anything, because for so long, people haven't held them accountable. And that's what happens. The more prideful you get, the more stupid you get. Now, this is what they released today. During our investigation, it became evident that there was an error made in the production process that we deeply regret. Oh, you know, I mean, the guy just got cut happy, you know? I mean, he was just into cutting words, and geez, then he started cutting sentences, and then he would piece things together to make it sound like Zimmerman was a racist. It was an accident! We deeply regret there was errors made in the production process. Not purpose errors! Not trying to mislead the viewers or the listeners to think that Zimmerman's a racist. No, it wasn't that much of an error. This was an accident. We sure are sorry. No public apologies, by the way. I'm having to read this. I believe it was posted in the Washington Post, too. NBC News said in a statement emailed to the Hollywood Reporter on Tuesday, that's how much they care about the truth in your country. They send a stinking email in secret to somebody. Why wouldn't this administration apologize when Mr. Hoffa called the Tea Partiers SOBs? No, he sat there in his arrogance and pride and would not apologize. It would have been real simple. Debbie Wasserman Schultz, same thing. Why? Because these people are on a trip because they've not been dealt with. Because all conservatives do is talk about, oh, did you hear they did this again? Oh, wow, what's new? Well, let's see. Let's follow the line. Let's go on Twitter. Let's see what bad things the libs are doing again. Oh, can you believe it? Put this on the front page of our conservative news outlet. This is what the bad guys are doing. This is why they react this way. I can drive on either side of the road. Why would the media think that? Because they think their car's bigger than everybody else. They're indestructible. But knowing full well that everybody following their reporting is going to be destroyed at length. A judge cannot create law. A judge is supposed to stand as an arbiter to apply the law and what the law says. But yet judges are judicial activists nowadays. Creating law from the bench with a gavel. Unelected, unaccountable. Oh, they are accountable, folks. And oh, the media is accountable if somebody will engage them.
Oh, that might be too risky.
I'm sorry, was liberty any less risky to our founders? Was it less risky to George Washington, who sat at Valley Forge, watching his men, many of them starve to death, get so sick that they died during the winter? Was that risky? MSNBC continues.
We will be taking the necessary steps to prevent this from happening in the future and apologize to our viewers.
Well, then apologize to them. Don't send a stinking email to the Hollywood Reporter. Go tell them. They're no more sorry for this than they are about cutting out One Nation Under God out of the Pledge of Allegiance. No more than they are about misconstruing Bradley Dean and his words as a preacher of the gospel of Jesus Christ to the church, getting them to wake up on moral issues. No apology for the Sons of Liberty. No apology for Bradley Dean for twisting and contorting his words. I want you to hear this. We had an opportunity to sit down with the Media Research Council. Well, I believe they're, you know, they're what would you say, the modern-day bulldogs of keeping media accountable. I appreciate a lot of what they do and a lot of their work, and I definitely appreciate this interview. And I want to start to share it with you because I want to show you that MSNBC did the exact same thing they're doing now. You know, the proof is in the pudding. We know them by their works. If a man repents, he stops doing it. A husband does not come home to his wife and apologize for cheating on her day after day after day and tell her he loves her. And if that wife accepts the fact that he still loves her, yet he cheats on her every day, what would you call that wife? Hello, brainless? He doesn't love you. His actions prove it. Now, that's an extreme circumstance, but it's no different than the media. They care less. When they don't, when they're unrepentant, then what? Something has to be done. Action has to be taken. And that's exactly what Bradley has done and this ministry has done. Now, follow through this interview, and you identify with what's happening. But the difference between what's happening here and what Bradley is doing and this ministry is doing is we are taking it back to them because we care about you, we care about our posterity, and we know that these standards must be upheld in our country. Because if those standards are not, just as George Washington said, the propitious, favorable, is the meaning of that word, smiles of heaven can never be expected on a nation that disregards the eternal rules of order and right which heaven itself has ordained. Please listen to this interview. It does a fantastic job. We'll be cutting in and out so you can understand what MSNBC did to this ministry.
Today, you are filing suit against talk show host Rachel Maddow and also MSNBC and NBC networks. Can you explain the details of what led you to file this suit?
Well, I have here, just so I can give you the exact quotes, on August 9th, 2010, Rachel Maddow on MSNBC took a piece from one of my radio shows, which aired on May 15th of 2010, in which I made reference to how even Muslims oppose homosexuality under Sharia law, but at no time did I suggest that I condone the methods that radical Muslims use to enforce Sharia law, but made this analogy to prod Christians along to become more concerned about what's going on in our public school system. And again, I said Muslims were calling for the execution of homosexuals. What's interesting here, folks, is the radical Muslims who stand by these practices have yet to be called into question, which is important for the viewers to hear, for what they do eradicate, or advocate, I'm sorry, what they do advocate, when in fact the radical homosexuals have never called them into account for anything that they do stand by.
Our viewers know that Rachel Maddow has a liberal slant. But this is really also about journalistic ethics. So explain to us how Rachel Maddow and MSNBC took that quote and sort of mangled it into something that fit their agenda.
Okay, we're going to bring that up in the next segment. You're going to understand what Rachel Maddow did. But I want you to understand this, too. The man who reads nothing at all is better educated than the man who reads nothing but newspapers. Thomas Jefferson. We'll be right back with the Sons of Liberty, and we're going to play what was misconstrued, and I'm going to show you how you can get aboard of taking action and doing something about the problem. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
The Crossing by Grand State Inn and Suites in Pipestone, Minnesota is more than just a hotel. Our cozy hotel offers delightful leisure, family and business lodging with a variety of hotel rooms and amenities. From our Pipestone Hotel's convenient location by the downtown historic district, you can enjoy a walk down the National Monument walking trail to the beautiful Winnewissa Falls or a walk on the Casey Jones Trail. Whether you're here on business or leisure, you're sure to enjoy your stay and our complimentary gourmet express breakfast served with Seattle's best coffee.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Welcome back, folks. We're going to bring you into the world of the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean and what the media does to a minister of the gospel of Jesus Christ that believes his word, that stands on his word, and how furious people like Miss Rachel Maddow are about it. So let's listen to how she's twisted. We just gave you the example of what MSNBC did. NBC News makes an apology. By the way, when asked if anyone on Today had lost their job or had happened to be reassigned as a result of the investigation, an NBC spokeswoman said, "We will not be commenting on our course of action." There's your arrogance, folks. And I'm telling you, I'm trying to get you mad, not so you can sit there, but so that you can do, oh, that's a secret. What is the answer? Let's play this clip.
But this is really also about journalistic ethics. So explain to us how Rachel Maddow and MSNBC took that quote and sort of mangled it into something that fit their agenda.
I wasn't advocating what the Muslims were doing. First of all, it came across as a warning to the homosexual communities that the Muslims were calling for the execution of the homosexuals in America. That's a fact. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. My point was, it's like, hey, Christians, wake up. Look what's going on in public schools. Again, as I said earlier, it's not about me attacking any particular people. It's about me protecting our particular people that are under attack, namely our kids in public schools. So it's like, hey, Christians, get off your morals and get out there. Look what's going on. So I first brought forth a warning to the homosexuals and then told the Christians, listen, you got to get out there and do your job.
But even beyond that, you contend that Ms. Maddow left out a huge chunk.
She did.
And I continuously reach out to the homosexual communities on this radio show, Kelly, and I warn them, listen, which ones love? You know, here you have Obama condemning it behind the backs of the homosexuals, but to their faces, he's promoting it. because he's the one that said that he would never, no matter which way the winds go, Obama said, he is not going to condemn or go against the Muslim nation. He's also the guy that said, we're no longer a Christian nation, we're a Muslim nation. He better back up. As a matter of fact, folks, we just posted a picture of Obama, and it says right over the top of his head, "In God We Trust." And I said, somebody better talk to Obama. So check that out on sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. But back to the point, the homosexuals, they need to listen, see what we have. I say this to my gay friends out there, the ones that continuously nitpick everything I say in their defense and for their eternal destination. Hollywood is promoting immorality, and God of the heavens in Jesus' name is warning you to turn from the wrath to come, yet you have Muslims calling for your execution.
What Rachel Maddow and MSNBC did was take a radio clip, take the two ends of that clip, omit a one-minute piece from the center of that clip, and then bring two pieces together.
Okay, can I stop that for a second? Now, I'm going to let you just heard. I heard Bradley preaching as a minister of the gospel of Jesus Christ. It says in 2 Peter 3:9, the same Bible that Bradley preaches out of, the Lord is long-suffering. He would that none would perish, but that all would come to everlasting life. Ezekiel 33:11, Old Testament. I have no pleasure in the death of the wicked, the Lord says, but that the wicked turn from his way and live. John 8:11, after the adulterer is caught in the act of adultery, neither do I condemn you, Christ says, kill you. That was the condemnation. Go and sin no more. What he does is points out the error in the immoral act. And then he goes on to say, get off your butt and do something about what the law says. As Christians, walk it out with your lifestyle. Don't turn the other cheek to sin that is beating you and ultimately gobbling up your children's liberties and the blessing of God in their lives. Get active. Get busy. Start preaching salvation, conversion, redemption to this demographic of people. He says it here in that segment that you just heard. It sounds to me like a preacher who loves the homosexual community that will go speak to them what obviously those pastors that march in their parades don't do. They join in their abominable acts. They join in their perversion and say it's okay. No, it's not. If a man drives on the left side of the road instead of the right, and a man says, oh, don't worry about it. You're doing good. Look at you, how fast you're going. You almost got hit, but you're still alive. He's going to die. You don't encourage him in that lifestyle. Now, let me have you listen, just like they did to Mr. Zimmerman. This guy looks like he's up to no good. He looks black. Gee, I wonder what you're trying to say there. What is Rachel Maddow trying to say by taking that whole section that you just listened to out and taking two segments and pasting them together? And you tell me what she is trying to make a preacher of the gospel of Jesus Christ, namely Bradley Dean, out to be.
Muslims are calling for the execution of homosexuals in America. They themselves are upholding...
This is on MSNBC. This is what she's playing. Forgive me if I didn't introduce that correctly. This is what she played, how she edited the two clips together.
Muslims are calling for the execution of homosexuals in America. They themselves are upholding the laws that are even in the Bible, the Judeo-Christian God, but they seem to be more moral than even the American Christians do, because these people are livid about enforcing their laws. They know homosexuality is an abomination. If America won't enforce the laws, God will raise up a foreign enemy to do just that. That's what you're seeing today in America.
And, of course, you said that I was saying it in a disingenuous way and insincere.
Mr. Bradley, with two E's, later clarified that he didn't really mean to sanction murder of gay people. He said, quote, we have never and will never call for the execution of homosexuals.
Okay, now listen to that. That's about as disingenuous as you get, just as Bradley spoke in his interview. If you reading that disclaimer, which he just did, Bradley has never and will never, nor has this ministry. Why? Because the Bible looks for their redemption and preaches prevention because he loves. Don't engage in a destructive lifestyle. Moving forward, why take two parts and pieces, knowing the truth, and edit them together and try to send the message to your listeners who were gobbling it up, I'm sure, all 20 of them, that there's something wrong with reaching out to the homosexual community and warning them, and that there's something wrong with reaching out to the Christian community and telling them to quit sitting on their morals and get out and engage them in society. Why do that? Well, here's what oftentimes happens. Other people get to identify, okay, so we just saw Miss Maddow, you know, twisted the words, put two pieces, taped them together. Later on, she does another publication, which we're going to get to here within the next segment, because she does it again. Doesn't just stop at that. NBC here has apologized now for what they did, but she doesn't stop. Most people can identify and say, well, yeah, we found out they did something wrong. That's great. Thanks for letting us know. And then you know what America does? Okay, so now what? Because there's such a lack of leadership, that's always the question. Okay, so now what? Well, just stay tuned. We'll tell you what they're going to do tomorrow, too. And next week, we're going to find out another thing that they're doing that's bad. And we're going to show that to you, too. And you got to be thinking in the back of your mind as you're watching this, okay, lots of bad stuff. What do we do? How do we do it? What do we do? I'll tell you what you do. And it's exactly what Bradley is doing and this ministry is doing. We are causing them, by going to a court of law and saying, listen, these people need to be held accountable for what they just did, and taking it to them, not just accusing and talking about it, but bring it before a judicial system that is supposed to justly, in an equitable court, justly serve justice to the people to protect their liberties. And I submit to you, that's the difference between what Bradley is doing and this ministry is doing, and what so many other outlets who can identify with all these problems aren't doing. The purpose of this show, again, is to lead you in the way, in the midst of the path of judgment, in the path of righteousness. But what is righteousness? Doing right. Righteousness isn't knowing right. It's doing right. Applying right. How do we rectify wrong in this society? We apply the law to it through our court system. And through every means that we have possible through the media, until the wrong is rectified and made right. Until penitence is made and society knows that there is honor and virtue and that I better not do wrong because there's a penalty for that wrong. Now, I want you to continue listening to this interview because it gets worse than even that clip I just played for you. It gets worse, no different than what they're doing today, showing how disingenuous they are and how much it isn't about the truth, nor is it about journalism, nor is it about the First Amendment. It is clearly about an agenda against you, your God-given liberties, and anything that will stand in front of them and their perversion and their agenda. And let me tell you this, folks, when you don't stand, they continue taking ground. When you do stand, they are made out of a cardboard house. It's pushed over because truth doesn't need anything to prop it up, but lies do. But when truth confronts, just like when you switch the light on in a dark room, the darkness flees. The light doesn't. The light doesn't say, oh, it's too dark in here. It's going to put me out. It can't. It's against its nature. Let's continue to listen. What more Miss Maddow did? Again, this is taken from an excerpt. You can find it on our Facebook page. We just posted it with Bradley being interviewed by the Media Research Center, Media Research Council in Washington, D.C. Let's continue on.
Which is nice.
But on May 11th, this is where the real kicker started to come in as well. On May 11th, 2011, Rachel resurrects the same piece and then slanders my ministry. And on air, Rachel Maddow accused me, Congressman Michelle Bachmann, and others of being bloodthirsty and calling for the upping of the bloodshed of America's culture war since Christians weren't doing enough to kill the gays. And this, of course, was aimed at Congressman Bachmann's presidential campaign by tying us together.
Republican Congresswoman Michelle Bachmann of Minnesota, for example, will reportedly share the stage next month at a Tea Party nominating convention for president and vice president with an activist named Bradley Dean.
Here we have the segment, and I want to finish this off with you because this will be our last segment. I apologize for not giving out the number today, folks, but there is too much to cover here. You're going to learn now what she did rather than taking her wrong and being a good journalist, moving forward and upping the ante and the attack again upon a minister of Jesus Christ. We'll talk to you soon. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
The My War documentary series is brought to you by the Sons of Liberty. This documentary takes you back to the foundations of who we are as a people and gives you insight into topics such as our founding fathers, what kids are being taught in public schools, abortion, drug abuse, Hollywood and the moral decline of our nation, and much more. Go to YouCanRunInternational.com, YouCanRunInternational.com, to purchase the My War documentary series today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you'd like to know who we are, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and find out who we are, what it is we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course a few who don't. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Also, feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Church Leadership Times, which is every Thursday at 7 p.m. and Sunday at 11 a.m. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're also available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to get a hold of us, call 1-866-233-0747.
A healthy heart starts with Extendivite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendivite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendivite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendivite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
All right, thank you for joining us again, the Sons of Liberty. Find us at sonsoflibertyradio.com. You also want to follow Bradley Dean on Twitter, Bradley Dean, the number one. That's two E's on Bradley. And also Facebook. And as I just said, we're covering a piece right now we did at Media Research Center that Bradley did. And it's on our Facebook, on the Sons of Liberty Facebook. So just go right to sonsoflibertyradio.com and then go to the Facebook page, the Facebook icon on the upper right-hand side. Like the page and check out the new posting. It's the interview, Christian radio host, Sue's Rachel Maddow. Now, as I told you before, so many different outlets can point out the problems, but then you're left with, well, what kind of action should we take? Well, then they leave you with, just come to our website again tomorrow so we can tell you more problems. And by the way, can you donate? Because it costs money to have this server. And that's the reoccurring thing. It's a circle. And instead of us leading the way and setting examples, now we are falling victim or falling prey to feeding off of what the libs throw at us and what those un-American, ungodly, unchristian media sources throw at us. And that becomes our life, dictated by what the others do. I want to continue playing this. As I said before, Rachel Maddow upped the ante, and she continued to go with her accusations against this ministry. This lawsuit is for the purpose of taking action and holding accountable her feet to the fire, and all journalists' feet to the fire, and I believe that's exactly the precedent that it's setting. Let's continue on with Ms. Maddow and her allegations.
Republican Congresswoman Michelle Bachmann of Minnesota, for example, will reportedly share the stage next month at a Tea Party nominating convention for president and vice president with an activist named Bradley Dean. If the name Bradley Dean is familiar to you from the show, it may be that you remember Bradley Dean, like Lou Engel, calling for an upping of the bloodshed in America's culture wars. foreign enemies rising up against America because Christians aren't doing the job of killing the gays. Whether the Beltway will acknowledge it or not, this is what it's like to compete for the Republican presidential nomination this year in 2011. It's public appearances with guys like these.
Now, is it your contention that Maddow was saying directly that you called for the death of other human beings?
It's pure defamation. I mean, it doesn't get any better than that, does it?
The disclaimer said, and you mentioned it several times, we have never and will never call for the execution of homosexuals. This was a disclaimer before Maddow ever even heard about this. And is that correct? I mean, she gave the disclaimer, but then she ignored it again the second time you guys, that she brought this up to her audience.
Yeah, and she still pulled up her first report.
Okay.
And then at the end of it, she was making the accusation that it was calling for the execution of homosexuals. I never said that. Muslims were calling for the execution of homosexuals. The second report, she pulled down the disclaimer, and then she heightened the accusation.
Where do you hope this goes from here, this lawsuit?
I want to set a precedent that we're not going to tolerate this in this country, in any sense of the word. Right is right and wrong is wrong. What happened after the Rachel Maddow piece came forth, I started getting emails such as, go to hell, loser, go blank yourself. I hope you get raped someday. Ever come close to me and I'll bash your so-called Christian blanking heads off. And this is my favorite. Why, Bradley, why? Now I'm going to have to kill you. I thought we were going to cut each other's hair and then have sex, but you stood me up. I'm so upset that I think I may just have to blow up your ministry instead. Goodbye forever.
Okay, folks, is this any of this ringing a bell? Any of this see as a reoccurring theme here with what's happening with Mr. Zimmerman? Again, the answer is to take it right back to them. If they can't make what you said seem like something they want you to say, then they'll just put the words in your mouth for you, just like Maddow did.
And they didn't stop there after Rachel Maddow's report. They took my house and they put it up online. And then another radical group got behind them after Rachel Maddow's report. And then what they did is they put my physical address up online.
These are Rachel Maddow viewers.
That's exactly what
MSNBC viewers.
FBI's all over it. Correct.
Well good. At least we know that the law enforcement agencies are there and have taken note of this. What is the next step for the lawsuit?
My name is Larry Klayman. I'm an attorney. I'm the founder of Judicial Watch and Freedom Watch, although the lawsuit that we're discussing today was brought as my attorney status in a private capacity, not on behalf of those organizations. I represent Bradley Dean, and You Can Run But You Cannot Hide International.
Well, we're just waiting on a date right now, which is in February sometime, and then we're going to see as to how the judge brings forth her opinion as to should the case go on or should it be stopped.
Whether we agree with your beliefs or not, I want to give you an opportunity to get this out there. Why is this issue, this particular issue of homosexuality in America, particularly when it applies to schools, why is this so important to you, and why do you talk about it on your radio show?
Obama's safe school czar is Kevin Jennings. Safe school czar. Kevin Jennings is the founder of GLSEN. And he wrote a book, a foreword, called Queering the Elementary. This is Obama's safe school czar. I've done 331 schools in 21 different states, I'm sorry. And in the process, I'm starting to see kids under attack through this homosexual agenda. And as I said earlier, it's not about me attacking any particular people. It's about me protecting a particular people that are under attack. And if I can make one more point about Kevin Jennings,
please.
His icon is Harry Hay from an organization called NAMBLA, Man Boy Love Association.
North American Man
Boy
Love Association.
That's exactly right. And Harry Hay, the icon, the motto for NAMBLA is sex before eight, before it's too late. I have a serious problem with what's going on in public schools. And when we have Obama's safe schools that are calling forth the queering of elementary students, someone's got to stand up and put their foot down on it. And we need to stand up as a Christian nation and say enough is enough. This was illegal in every state up until 1961, and it was considered a mental illness until 1973. Not on my watch.
Bradley Dean, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
Folks, again, you can find that interview in the fullness without me jumping in and interjecting at the Facebook page here of Sons of Liberty. Bradley also has it posted on his Facebook. I think it's about five posts down. And you can find that at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Just go to the Facebook page, watch the whole thing. MRC, I think, did a great job. That was journalism. Let me ask you a question. Why do law enforcement officials have to get involved? Bradley had just made it known that the FBI is over these death threats. Does this sound familiar, folks? I just heard recently there was an old man who lived in a house. Somebody happened to tweet his address, and him and his wife had to move into a hotel for fear of their life. When journalists can't get you to say what they want you to say, then they edit what you say and try to piece it together. And then when that still isn't super clear, they just go ahead and say it for you, accuse you of, for example, murder or wanting to murder. Then, through their microphone, people around the country start to look at the person that the media just broke the law by lying about, bearing false witness, and then they try to murder them. And then the best they can give somebody.
Well, I'm really sorry about that. It was an error. It just slipped through the production process. I don't know. I guess I just don't really know what happened there. But, you know, we're going to do our best never to do that again. Is that good? Is that good enough for you? We put that in the papers or something? Because this is really annoying me. I don't have time for this right now.
That's their resolve. That's their measure, folks. And I am telling you, and I submit to you, if we continue to talk about what they're doing and take no action against it, then we're not really Americans. George Washington did not sit there with his musket and say, boy, sure be nice to employ this once in a while. Sure be nice to be free once in a while. No, I wouldn't mind that. John Adams didn't abandon himself from his family for multiple years, laying on his life, laying on the altar of freedom, his life, so we could talk about how great America might be. And now they look to us, posterity looks to us, our founders look to us and say, all you got to do is stand up. We already gave you the justice system that is to be fair and equitable according to common law. We gave you a Bill of Rights. We gave you a standard to know what's right and wrong. We gave you the black regimen, the preachers of the day that would stand up to make sure that society knew what was right and wrong, to be a light, to be a moral compass. Now you just got to walk in it. Will you just walk in it? Oh, is there a baseball game today or something? I can't go ice fishing anymore, but I got this new boat that I took a second loan out against my house for. I got to put some use into that. The answer is, as you bring them, if they've broken the law, you go to the law and prove they've broken.
It's kind of risky. Might take a lot of time. Might take some money.
Your alternative is to kiss your liberties goodbye and watch it on a media website. And I submit to you exactly what this ministry is doing, exactly what Bradley's doing. And again, I encourage you to watch this piece on the Facebook page of Sons of Liberty. Is take them to the law. Hold them accountable. If we don't, it goes goodbye. If and when we do, we get what we got in 1776, folks. Quit talking about it. Embrace it. We'll be back with you tomorrow. The Sons of Liberty Radio.com.
Strong home free and the strong home.